first thing you think of when I say my pleasure? Unless you've been living under a rock or you don't eat chicken, then you would surely know that's what the employees of Chick-fil-A say in response to someone saying thank you. I remember noticing it the first time and thinking, wow, that's different. And for some reason, it makes me feel good. And that is no accident. There is intentional purpose behind the phrase. The story goes that Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy stayed at a Ritz-Carlton hotel once, and when he said thank you to a hotel employee, their response was my pleasure. His thought was, by that employee saying my pleasure, it set the Ritz-Carlton apart even more as a luxury establishment. He wanted the same experience in his restaurants, and so it began. Saying my pleasure is now a part of their company culture. As someone that frequents Chick-fil-A, I've come to expect it. And you know, if any of us ever hear anything other than my pleasure, it sort of brings a shock. I read that it's not really in the official handbook, but it's something that represents going the extra mile when it comes to service. We expect the quality of the food, and that little added phrase puts your experience over the top. Our words and how we serve and interact with one another matters. On a recent cold morning, I was up early, turning up the heat to warm the house a bit. I flipped on the fireplace, tumbled some clothes in the dryer because my girls love to put on warm clothes fresh out of the dryer. And no, that's not an excuse to not fold them. I woke my girls up, fed the dog, started preparing lunches, basically going through the routine. In my mind, I started saying, my pleasure, after each thing that I did. I didn't say it out loud at first, but I began to smile after each task. Sure, I was tired, and it was a school morning, the regular routine, but my heart lifted every time I thought it. So then I started saying it. I helped my daughter with her socks and shoes. She said, thanks, Mommy. And I replied, my pleasure. I went outside in the winter elements and cranked my husband's car so it would be warm when he and my youngest jumped in to go to school. He texted me a sweet note of thanks, to which I replied, my pleasure. What was happening is in my heart, even by the words I was thinking and speaking, the very acts of service that I do for my family on a daily basis that often can become and even feel like a drudgery became a joy, and I was feeling truly blessed and thankful to do these things, and it really was my pleasure to serve. Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. It's the give and it will be given back to you principle. But I love the end of this proverb. As you refresh others, you will be refreshed. Through serving, you're giving a cup of water to someone that's thirsty, and you'll receive a cup of water in return. Joy will truly fill your heart as you do it unto the Lord. Your service becomes worship, and it fills your heart. The very thing you may be thirsty for right now in your heart and soul may be the thing God wants you to do as an act of service or possibly give away, so you will be blessed in return. That's the truth. Encourage and refresh those around you through your acts of service today. And when they say thank you, you can honestly say, my pleasure. I'm Lori Klein.